Now that we're all set, thank you, Brother Don, for this chance to be here with you. Thank you, friends and members here at Peninsula Vineyard. And we learn scripture every week also. Our scripture verse for yesterday morning was this: that which we have seen and that which we have heard declare we unto you, that you may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Anybody tell me where that's found? 1 John 1, chapter 9. Okay. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And when you talk about memorizing Scripture, well, you just said sick 'em to an old hound dog, because I can go from there. But that's not the purpose of our time here this morning. I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you and all of the other churches on the peninsula in Newport News, Virginia, and around this great land of ours, who have helped us. And I say when you helped us, because we are your missionaries out there. You mentioned several missionaries here this morning. We can be your missionaries, and we are your missionaries in 187 countries around the world. Now just think about that. Your gifts last year, as a Gideon came and shared with you, that you say, well, it really wasn't much. Well, a little is a lot with the Lord. And when we give as God and enables us to give, then we were able to place 68 million copies of God's Word around the world. Now, most of them were in the little testament form of one kind or another. But then another majority was with the what we call the hotel and motel ministry. You say, well, what is that? Well, this is a Bible that we put in hotels and motels. Someone asked a question one morning, who are the Gideons? Little fellow on the front row said they're the most forgetful people in the world, because everywhere they go, they forget the Bible and leave it in a hotel or motel room. No, we didn't forget it. That was put there on purpose, because we know that if we place the Word of God like this, some traveler, some family, some maybe lonesome individual traveling salesman or company representative is going to pick that up at night and read. But let me tell you about one young man, and his testimony was this. He said, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him if it's the last thing I do. He thought that his best friend had run off with his wife. Well, they had gone. They he was left at home, and they had gone to be together and had left the area. And he said, I'm going to track him down, and if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to kill him. So in packing his bags to take the travel to follow them, he packed his revolver in his suitcase. But the first night he was out away from his home, he stopped at a small motel, and when he stopped and started making ready to go to bed, he picked up a Bible. And he had never seen one before. It didn't make that much difference to him. But as he started to read, he found a verse of Scripture over in Romans 12, that says, if it be much as possible, says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide all things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. He said that verse of Scripture woke me up. And he said, as I just couldn't put that Bible down. He said, I began to read the things that were before that verse and things that were after that passage. And he said, before I went to bed, he said, I was down on my knees beside the bed asking Christ to come into my heart to forgive me of this sin that I had planned to do and to save my soul. And he said, tonight, this Bible saved three lives. Saved three lives? Yes. He said, the life of the young man that had run off with my wife, he said, I was going to kill the both of them, and then I was going to turn the gun on myself. So the investment of a $5 bill, like a $5 foot long hot dog. A $5 bill was responsible for saving three lives and one soul that night. I'd say that's a pretty good investment, a pretty good return on your money that you've invested. Well, how did it get there? Because a little over 100 years ago now, Gideon's started placing Bibles. Now, I wasn't a part of it back in those days, but I wished I had have been. I picked it up somewhere along the middle, and I've been a part of this organization for 56 years now, serving the Lord, placing the Word of God. Maybe I placed that one that young man needed. Maybe you paid for it. I'd like to say that was really what happened, but we don't know. It's God working together with us as members of the churches, reaching out from the churches back to the churches, receiving those funds, and then they go out around the world, and men and women and boys and girls come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Not too long ago, we were up on the campus of William and Mary, that big institution about 20 miles up the road. We were there in Mass that morning, and as we took our places out over the campus, each of us was armed with a little green copy of God's Word. Now, Brother Don talked about the women wanting to be coordinated. This one girl came by, she said, "Oh, isn't that wonderful? We've got a scripture in our school colors, green and gold." I said, "Hey, take one and show people your patriot, your support of the green and gold, and then take one for someone else and give it to them as a copy of God's Word." Hey, it was a wonderful time that we were there, sharing with those young men and women who will eventually become our leaders of our country around the world. And another place that we reach out, that from here all the way around the world, is when we go up to Fort Eustace. We work with the chaplains up there. There's about 15 or 20 of them. We put these little testaments into their hands, and then they give them to the men who are being deployed overseas. Last year, over 2,000 of these went up to Fort Eustis, and from there around the world, all because somebody came and gave a report to you. You paid for these testaments, then we took them up there. And you know what? Even in going, People in our day think about, well, if you go, what's it in it for you? What kind of expense account do you have to spend your time and effort to go and do this? There is no such thing as expense accounts in the Gideons. To belong to the Gideons, you agree to pay your own way. We just come use the scripture, the money that you give or place into our hands for the printing and getting this into our hands. Then we pay our own way and go and place these into the hands of the chaplains. And testimony after testimony. Let me ask you another question. How many is happy to be here this morning? All right, everybody's hand. How many were in jail this week? Come on now. None of you been in jail? Yes, you were, because we were there representing you. We go to the New City Farm every Thursday night. We have anywhere from 4, 6, 8, 10, 14 men come out, and we bring them into the recreation area, and then we're able to share the Word of God with these men who would love to be here this morning, but because of those steel bars, they can't go. But we can go behind those steel bars and take the Word of God to them. One young fellow stood up not too long ago after a meeting, and he said, with tears streaming down his cheeks, he said, "I'm 18 years old," and he said, "This is the first time I've been in jail." He said, "But tonight is the first time anybody ever told me that Jesus loved me." Now, can you imagine that? 18 years old, living in our country, we have churches on every other street corner, and we go out and witness. But he said, "Nobody ever told me that Jesus loved me." We take the Word of God that tells them, "Jesus loved me, and this is all I need to know." So we go, and you go with us because you send us. We covet your prayers, because the job of placing 68 million copies of God's Word is too big for human hands. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need your prayers to undergird us. We need your your men of his church, born again Christian business or professional men, and men like Brother Moody, and he and I go to City Farm real often, who will join hearts and hands with us and say, I'd like to be a part of that. Then we'd like to talk to you about membership. That can be arranged. But then your financial support. In your bulletin this morning, you received a bulletin insert like this. You say, well, I did. We're going to receive an offering. Hey, I didn't bring any money this morning. I didn't bring my checkbook or whatever. That's all right. We would ask you to take this home, put your offering in it, and it's already addressed. We didn't put a stamp on there because that would be cost prohibitive if we put a stamp on every one of these. But we'll let you spend the 43 cents for the stamp. But then you can put your offering in that and mail it into it. It's all goes to the same place. You say, well, I'd like to give a little bit more, but I just don't have that much in my checkbook. No problem. We've moved into the 21st century. We'll take plastic now. Hey, we recycled long before recycling was cool, but now we're into paper or plastic. We'll take plastic. Visa, MasterCard, several others. My glasses aren't working too well, but any of the major credit cards, Discover and so on. Just fill that information out, sign it, and this goes to a safe area that it's not processed here at our international headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee. They process it, and you can give by your credit card. But most of all, just pray for us. Pray that God would continue to raise up men who are called to this job. We're not looking so much for volunteers as we are for men who are called to be Gideons. And I feel like I was 56 years ago. I know Brother Tom is. And we want you to feel the call of God that, here, I can reach out one step beyond the walls of my church, two steps beyond my denomination, and out to a lost and dying world. And only you and us working together with the Spirit of God, God's will be done, because men and women and boys and girls will read the Word of God and come to know Him whom to know aright is life eternal. Thank you for this time to be with you, and thank you for your attention and for whatever offering you're able to give this day. Every dime, every dollar will go for the purchase and placement of God's Word. And thank you so much, brother.